Poetry on the Radio. Today, Anita Patel.
Your voice. I riffle through your voice in fragile pages of old Malay exercise books, stained yellow as nicotine fingers. Fry spice till you feel like sneezing, and when that first tickle comes, add asam, salt, and kusum leaves. Then mix together 3 teacups of second milk from a freshly grated coconut, with ground chilies, onion, and ginger. How much ginger? Just 1 piece, the size of your thumb. No use pointing out that my thumb is bigger than yours, or that I will be pulling ring tops off cans of coconut milk from an Australian supermarket. I will not be pounding spices in a mortar and pestle. The buzz and whir of a coffee grinder has replaced the dogged thump of stone on stone in my kitchen. But the faded ink of your voice speaks long forgotten words, held somewhere in my mouth and heart. Bawang, Blachan, Serai, Jintan. Nomadic syllables wafting among the pots and pans, sizzling the air with their fragrance. When my mother died a few years ago, I picked up a bundle of old exercise books filled with recipes written by her and by my grandmother. My grandmother was a Portuguese Eurasian woman from Malaysia. Both she and my mother were wonderful cooks. Eurasian culture is very food-centred. Families and friends bond over memories and stories of food. Trawling through the recipes written by my mother and her mother has been a bit of an emotional roller coaster ride. The recipes are redolent with the sound of their voices. I was back in their kitchens watching them cook with ease and grace, and so I wrote this poem, which is in my collection, A Common Garment, by Recent Work Press. Your voice. I riffle through your voice in fragile pages of old Malay exercise books, stained yellow as nicotine fingers. Fry spice till you feel like sneezing, and when that first tickle comes, add asam, salt, and kusum leaves. Then mix together 3 teacups of second milk from a freshly grated coconut, with ground chilies, onion, and ginger. How much ginger? Just 1 piece, the size of your thumb. No use pointing out that my thumb is bigger than yours, or that I will be pulling ring tops off cans of coconut milk from an Australian supermarket. I will not be pounding spices in a mortar and pestle. The buzz and whir of a coffee grinder has replaced the dogged thump of stone on stone in my kitchen. But the faded ink of your voice speaks long forgotten words, held somewhere in my mouth and heart. Bawang, Blachan, Serai, Jintan. Nomadic syllables wafting among the pots and pans, sizzling the air with their fragrance.
Today we heard Anita Patel on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.